Hello guys, this is Joey on a lamb reporting live from New York City. I haven't updated my podcast in a while, so I just want to holler at you guys. Hope all you guys are safe, happy, healthy, and doing well. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything bring you down. You know, just keep moving forward, and the only way is up, you know? And as for me on my end, it's been pretty tough, but I am still here, and here it goes again. It's Joey on a lamb, reporting live from New York City at 2:17 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you enjoy what I'm about to play today. This is just, you know, stuff that I'm feeling right now. I want to express myself. I am going through a lot, but I'm alive and I'm breathing and I'm grateful.
The song
dedicated to my dad's cousin who just passed away 2 weeks ago. To the Delta variant, and I'm sad about it. I'm not trying to overrate it. But it breaks my heart because I know when my dad's sad, it breaks me too. So, you know, God bless his soul. May he rest in peace. Audacity to tell me, hey, look, I'm not gonna call your man, right? Because he's flying to New York. I mean, not New York. I'm in fucking New York. Fuck, man. He's flying to California, right? So I'm like, hey, can you give him a call? Because I really would like to bid him farewell. You know, I just want to say goodbye. And then he's like, oh, you're annoying. I don't want to call this bitch. I don't want to call him all the time for you. So why don't you save yourself the stress and just give me his number? And I'll call him myself. And then you can go on with your life. And I can go on with my life. And then you can call me when you want to hang out. Instead of me begging you every fucking day. Like a fucking, what the fuck? Just to call somebody that I really love and care about. I have to go through another man. That's ridiculous. And I'm 31 years old. I'm a young woman with a big future ahead of me. I should not be begging another man to call a guy, to call me. The guy should be chasing after me or trying to make an attempt to contact me. It should be the other way around. It makes me feel like I just put my pride and my integrity on the floor. Right now, I need to stand up, take a look around, and pick my vagina off of the floor and just say, fuck it. Fuck all these guys who manipulated me and made me think, oh shit, the only way you can get through to him is through me. No. That's not right. It's sick. And now they're talking about a tropical stork in Staten Island, a fucking bird that died. And we're having a fucking COVID crisis in the United States, and we're talking about a fucking tropical stork, a bird, a freaking bird that died. Are you fucking kidding me? And there's kids dying in cancer hospitals at the age of 3 and 4, and we're talking about a bird that died at the pond, at the lake, at the park, and out of all 5 boroughs, I mean, there is Brooklyn, Manhattan, and the Bronx. We're talking about a bird that died in Staten Island. Are you serious? Really, my ass. I am going to sit down, watch the news, hear you talk about a bird that died for 20 minutes long? No. No, 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 no. Something's really going wrong with the country. I swear to God. So that's the end of my podcast for now. I'm really depressed, heartbroken. But, you know, I made a new friend by association. And I just wish, you know, the best for everyone, that everyone will be happy at the end of the day. As far as it goes with, you know, my life, I'm not happy with the new mandate where everyone has to be vaccinated without against their will, and you can't even go to the supermarket or go to a gym without a piece of paper saying that you're vaccinated. I mean, I think that is a huge infringement upon a human and civil rights, and it's violating our First Amendment. And I think the Constitution needs to be fixed. I think it's time to re-renovate our Constitution and update it since the 18th century, because right now it is the 21st century, and most of our freedoms have been violated, including the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom to express ourselves, and the freedom of choice. People have to go to church at home now. People can't speak without getting beat outside or being retaliated against. Minorities are being put down. They're pretending that they want to support women when they're really just putting up a front. I think it's just all about power-hungry people, and they're trying to take away education from our kids by making them sit down all day on the computer at home. And who knows, in 5 years, they're going to end up looking like Bill Gates with big-ass glasses. Because they're on the computer for 8 hours straight a day. I mean, that gives you a headache, bro. No, that's no way to live. I mean, that's no way to raise a kid. They have to go to school. They're taking away our education. They're taking away our opportunities to improve our economy, because they're instilling fear in us. And by doing that, people are scared now to work outside because, you know, and they're making it even harder for people to work outside because now they're demanding another mandate where everyone has to be vaccinated or else they can't work anywhere. Excuse me. We should be allowed to choose. I understand there are major health concerns in regards to, you know, older people and people with, you know, health risks. But I also do believe at the same time, at the end of the day, it's up to us if we want to take the shots, especially if it comes in terms of our kids. If you have a kid, for example, you should not feel forced to have your kid be vaccinated in order for him or her just to go to school. At the age of 5, to put some type of injection that you don't even know that wasn't fully approved by the FDA in the first place? Excuse me, I think there's a problem here. I think the parent should have his or her own choice whether or not she wants to do that to her kid or not. But that's besides the point. The point is, there's no such thing as freedom anymore in the United States. I believe that it's all, you know, a huge illusion now. I think our laws have been disrespected, violated, thrown on the floor, just like how I have to pick up my fucking vagina off the floor. But I'm really concerned about our country right now and where we stand in regards to what's going on with the Taliban and Afghanistan, and how we can, you know, rescue our citizens from Kabul. And there's in our fucking what's his name again? I don't even know. He's gonna go back home in a $700 suit and eat a filet mignon and have an expensive bottle of wine with his wife and kids, and he's not even gonna do anything. The secretary, the fucking military, whatever secretary guy, he should do anything in his power to rescue our citizens from becoming prisoners of war from the Taliban in Kabul. If the British can do it, we can do it. Aren't we best friends? The U.S. and Britain? Aren't we called the United Nations? What happened to our allies? who is true and what is fake. I would like to know. Because at the end of the day, I'm not the smartest girl in the world. I'm not the hottest girl in the world. But I do know what I stand for, and I stand for what I believe in. And that is, united we stand, divided we fall. And I think there's a catch 22 here. We need to fix it as soon as possible. The military needs to take action. And I'm not saying this out of paranoia. I'm speaking this because I am really concerned. I'm speaking as a United States citizen. I am a first generation American. I am proud to be an American. I pledge allegiance to the flag, to United States of America. And something, something, something in which he stands, I forgot the rest of the quote. But anyways, that was what we were taught every day in school. So now, everything that we just spoke about is violated. It's all down on the floor. Everything that we ever, I mean, all the First Amendment is composed of five freedoms, right? The freedom of speech, the freedom of speaking our minds in the press, the freedom of religion, the freedom of making our own, the freedom of free will. There is no such thing now as free will in our country. I feel like everything is falling apart slowly and slowly. And, you know, the poor, you know, the low-income families don't have that type of opportunity to be able to be more fully aware of the situation at hand, because they're trying to shut them down, to shut us down, to make us more ignorant and unaware of what is really going on in the country. And it's wrong. And we need to take a stand before it's too late. If this continues to persist, we are not going to be a democracy no longer. It's going to become a fucking communist country. My family came here during the first Great Depression, okay? Working at Dunkin' Donuts as refugees. Now they own two cars and a company. But it went down to shit because of the recession. Now, we got the second Great Depression. What the fuck? And we have to deal with that too. So the last thing we need is another mandate to make people scared to go out. Honestly. Life is too short. So, anyways, I wish you all the best. I'll talk to you guys later. This is Joey on a Lamb, reporting live again from New York. Hope you guys do well. Keep in touch.